back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Tom, you're looking at that blue field, and Dave Benton just stopped in and
told us
a story about the birds thinking it's water and diving into the field.
And then you saw the clip that bird. I saw the clip of Eastern Washington painted their field red. Everybody's looking for a shtick.
You know who went to Eastern Washington?
Rodney Stuckey went there.
Dave Ackerley.
Oh, yeah, from Channel 6.
That's right.
You're right.
That's right. Yeah. Big Washington Huskies fan, but he went to Eastern Washington. Let's go out to our phones. Very happy to bring in our guests, as we do each week at this time, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Hello, John.
Well, hello, Jeff. Jack, hello, Tom. You guys seem to be having a good time this morning. Good. I like that.
You know, here's a guy, Tom, who is going to see college football and high school football today. He's going to see the Michigan State-Northern Colorado game, and maybe three quarters, something like that, and then you're headed over to LCC and hosting the Williamson Hornets, right?
Well, definitely have to see that game. It's kind of too bad. They're both running almost concurrent, but this way we'll be able to catch most of the MSU game, if not all. We'll see how that goes, and then we'll shoot over and hope to catch at least the second half of the Catholic Central Williamson game. Should be a great game.
If the Michigan State game is as close as the Michigan-Massachusetts game last week, will you stick around Spartan Stadium?
Well, you know, probably we'll have to do that, but at this point I'd rather be positive, think of blue sky, and figure it won't happen, and we can run off, and everything will be perfect today. How does that sound, Jack? Trying to be positive. Hopefully it won't be like the Massachusetts game at all.
So, John, what did you think about this roller coaster ride week for Michigan State? Obviously, that you were thrilled, obviously, with a big win last, you know, Saturday night, and then hearing Mark D'Antonio, the heart attack. Take us through what you think those players must be going through. You know, euphoria, and then all of a sudden this jolt that their you know, coach had to have a stint put in, you know, in a heart surgery situation.
I think it can be a great growing experience. It's like many things in life. First of all, there's the absolute euphoria, excitement of one of a handful of astounding games in the history of Spartan Stadium. That'd be right up there with any game you can really think of. And then afterwards, to have the coach have that happen to him. And I believe for the players, let's take the players specifically, I think it's a pretty devastating thing. You know, he's like a parent. He's a leader. He's the one who's directed them, and all of a sudden he's fallen. And so all of a sudden you really see how life can be. I mean, how it can deal a blow to anyone at any particular time. So and I think it puts things in perspective for them also that, yes, this game's important. Yes, we do this. Yes, this is what we're here for. But there are more important things in terms of life, in terms of future. So I think it gives them perspective, and fortunately there's a happy ending, which is that he's back. He will be back probably shortly, and he has survived, and healthcare has proven it's really could be very helpful in its modern form. So a lot of positive coming out of something, but initially certainly putting things in perspective for the whole country, because this, I think, became a national event and probably is going to help heart research and people look after their hearts more than just ad after ad and book after book.
John, do you believe the Nietzschean line that whatever we survive makes us stronger? And whether it's a team or an individual, if you can come through adversity, you come out the other side a little bit better.
Well, I really think that's tough. I mean, yes, I do think so. I think it does make us tougher. I think that life is a series of challenges, and each challenge, each thing we overcome allows us to move on. And as a society, as a species, as an individual, I believe that is true. I mean, there are some we might not want to go through, because I went through that stint situation myself 5 years ago. So it's something that you don't want it to happen, something occurs, but you learn from it too. Every event teaches us something, from a little kid when you put your hand on the fire, you know, not knowing what it is, when you run in the road and everyone's mad at you. We all learn. We have to learn from our experiences, if we don't study for a test, whatever it might be, they're all learning experiences. And in the case of Mark D'Antonio, I think by the nature of who he is, what he has done, and that particular win on national television in front of millions of people, who he happened to be, what happened to him became really a symbol in many ways of how we have to put life in perspective, and that he will and all of us will learn from it. You can be sure a lot of people are going to be looking at their diet. They're going to be talking to cardiologists. They're going to be talking to family physicians. They're going to be reading. They're going to want to say, hey, I don't want that to happen to me. And he looked fit as a fiddle, like Mr. Fitness USA.
You know, and that's a good lead into the question that I have. You know, when you talk about, you look at Mark D'Antonio, he looks in great shape and everything. And then you look at Don Treadwell. I mean, this guy's in great shape, and he's over 52. I mean, as well. But then you think the mental stress. I mean, what, you know, psychologically, what does mental stress do on your heart? Is there kind of research and documentation on that it does exactly have input, not just how much cholesterol you take in or how the fact you don't exercise?
Well, this is the old type A, type B personality. I don't think there's any question. If you're under stress all the time, all your hormones, everything in your body is running at extra speed, and that tends to wear you out. The thing, I mean, everyone.
But when you say wear you out, what is, okay, when you say wear you out, I mean, what does it do to, what does it do to you physically?
Well, you're pumping your blood faster. You're getting your glands are moving quicker. Physically, your whole anatomic system, even the part of you that you're not aware of, is going into overdrive, Tom. And when your body's in overdrive and you're over pushing, the heart's pumping, body, the muscles are tensed, and
okay,
back muscles
keep
are
going.
Tense.
Because I think that sounds like exercise too, as well. Isn't it the same thing?
I don't think so, because I think in this case, it's kind of something that's just dwelling on you in a negative way, and you don't have control. You can, when you're exercising, when you're doing that, you're doing it with a particular purpose. You're trying to help. You're trying to do something. When you're under tremendous emotional strain and emotional pressure, particularly when you're not a kid, this is the type thing that leads to headaches, leads to back spasms, leads to the inability to sleep. We don't know what else was happening with him, but it's possible there were things going on with him where he wasn't getting any sleep. He was worn out. We don't really know. And not that you can eliminate those things in life, but what you have to do, you have to listen to your body. You have to know what you can do or you can't do. And another thing too, generally, you're not exercising 24 hours a day, where if you're under tension, stress, and pressure, that can be day after day, week after week. And, you know, that's just bad for a person. I see this all the time with stress management, with people that can't really cope, people that have to change jobs, people that have heart attacks. There's no question that if you meet with people, I don't want to say all, but certainly a lot of cardiac persons I've worked with over decades, they were under tremendous pressure. They were kind of overwhelmed, and finally the body just said enough and something happened. They can have a breakdown. They can have a lot of things happen to them. But there's no question, tremendous ongoing stress is just going to do something to the person psychologically, physically, or both. We don't know exactly what happened here. And I might add, in fairness here, this may have been something that built up with him genetically, and all of a sudden this is just the thing that tipped it over, and it might have happened at a time where he might have just been alone somewhere, and it could have been a lot worse. So ultimately, we'll find out more about this, but this may have ended up being a positive, believe it or not, when it occurred.
John, I want to switch gears here for a second and talk about blue fields, red fields, all sorts of different color playing surfaces, and now we see Oregon State going into Boise today, and they've spent a lot of money painting their artificial turf field blue. This isn't painting the grass and just waiting a week and then mowing it. They got to take this blue off of their field. Are they psychologically getting ready for this game, or are they playing into Boise's hands by saying, hey, we got to do something out of our norm?
Well, I think this. I think Boise definitely has gotten something out of this, because whenever I think of Boise State, I do think of their blue field. Yeah, I actually do think so that has been good for them. I think psychologically, that has been probably a positive for them also, because anytime you change an equation, I think it can have an impact. People can say, well, it's the same field, same size, same everything. But I think for Boise, that has become a comfortable kind of a thing for them, and probably has worked to their advantage. They almost never lose at home, so we don't know all the factors. But for them, it has worked out. Now, if other schools are painting it, you know, they're a different color, I don't know exactly what they're trying to do. They may try to get a little notoriety. They may be trying to get a little extra up on it, but I would think it's psychological awareness and maybe just trying to have people like us here in the Midwest talking about what they're doing with their field.
Right. We wouldn't be talking about Eastern Washington this morning. They didn't have a red field, and if 90% of the people think it looks stupid, there are 10% think it looks great, and that's 10% more than normally would think about Eastern Washington.
Well,
John,
that is true.
We hope you enjoy yourself this afternoon at Spartan Stadium and out at Lansing Catholic. They call it the Rock Pile, but I think that they're going to have a very interesting game. I just wish it was at 4 o'clock instead of 2.
Well, I agree, but this is going to be a great day, and I'm really looking forward to it. And hearing you guys and talking to you guys puts it off even on a better way. Go Green, go LCC, go everybody. How does that sound? Have fun.
Thanks, John. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, 393-3700, 393-3700. You can also follow us at 1320wils.com. Facebook, The Jack and Tom Show, and on Twitter at Jack and Tom 1320. And we want to let you know when we get back, we're going to go over some of those great finishes and some of the great fourth down calls or some of the gamble calls as well from Michigan State history. And there might be one or two from Michigan we'll talk about as well coming up on The Jack and Tom Show.